Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dory Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
No, we're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you. We share your comments and thoughts. And today, unlike last mini episode, we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Sorry to disappoint you. Dr. Pimple Popper is not here.
Alas.
It's just us. And so we need you to please remember that we are definitely not experts. We're just podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail and text number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And we would love to shout out our sister podcast, G Thanks Just Bought It. If you are not listening, tune in. It's so wonderful. And they have an amazing Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/G Thanks.
Yeah. And just a reminder that you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com. Just click on the episodes link and there will be links to everything we mention on the show. And you can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever 35 Pod on Twitter and Forever 35 Podcast on Facebook. And you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Forever35Podcast. And the password is serums.
Ugh, that's it. That's all the info.
That is.
Okay.
How is it going? Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, look. I appreciate you asking me how I'm doing, but I want to know how birthday redemption went in your house, because it has occurred, has it not?
It has occurred. And for anyone who didn't listen to the episode where I talked about this, this was last Wednesday's episode. I talked about how I had really just whiffed Matt's birthday and I felt really bad about it. And I was trying to think of ways to not like, I didn't think I could like make it up to him per se, but at least like make him feel a little bit better about his birthday.
Gotcha.
So here's what I did. First of all, his two like main presents finally arrived. So I wrapped them, and then I also ordered a cake from Susie Cakes, which is his favorite bakery. And I ordered the celebration cake, which is his favorite cake. And per Kate's suggestion, I had them write, "I love you" on it.
Oh.
And I got some birthday candles, and Matt. So, you know, also we never leave the house except to take Bo to doggy daycare a couple days a week. And or like the occasional like Target trip. But I had to leave to go pick up this cake. And Matt was like, "Where are you going?" I was like, if I say I'm going to Target, he's going to be like, "What are you getting?" And I have nothing to say. And like, it wasn't a day for Bo to go to daycare. So I just was like, I got to run an errand.
Leave me alone.
And he was like, "What? What errand?" And I was like, "Just an errand." I mean, he totally knew. He totally figured out what I was going to do, but it was still fine. And then when we got back, he was in his office in the backyard, and I got Henry and put a candle in the birthday cake, and we walked over to his office. We sang happy birthday, and he was like, "It's not my birthday." And I was like, "It's your birthday observed, like Veterans Day."
Aww. He's like,
okay. And he got to blow out his candle, and then I gave him his gifts, and I think he was actually pretty touched by the gifts, because like they did show some thought.
Yeah, they were. It sounds like you were very specific and kind of hitting things he likes.
They just took longer to arrive than I had anticipated. And he was like visibly touched.
Aww.
And was like, "Thank you." And, you know, was like, much, I don't know. I don't think it like makes up for what happened, but I think it's like good that I did it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I think it's awesome. And I think you really like heard your partner's needs and recalibrated. And that's the best we can do, you know? Like, we're not always going to get it right with our people.
Yeah.
And they're not going to always get it right with us.
Yeah.
So
totally.
I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it.
Hey, thanks.
Nice work. Nice work, Dory.
I appreciate that, Kate. That actually means a lot.
Oh, you really did. I think it's really great.
Thank you. Well, you have some big news.
Yeah. The big news is we record this episode later in the week. Thursday evening. You're hearing this on a Sunday or a Monday. Sorry, we're a little behind, but I want you to know that I'm still working on the Tuesday crossword in the New York Times crossword app. Still on Tuesday, but I'm trying. I'm trying crosswords, and I'm actually enjoying doing them. I was able to do the Monday crossword, but I found it challenging. So if for anyone who's not familiar with the New York Times crosswords, they start, quote, easy on Monday and Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, they're medium. Then apparently on Thursday, there's some sort of like theme or code in that. My husband today was like, "Today's crossword's really great because you've got the blah, blah, blah." Like, he's so into the New York Times crosswords. This is how he starts his day every day. It is his self-care ritual are these fucking crosswords. I mean, really, like every day he does it. It's his thing. And I was like, I'm not even at Wednesday. Like, I can barely crack the easy Tuesday one. So it's going to be slow going for me, but I like it in that it just feels like something that's not, like, it actually feels like I accomplished something. It's fun. Totally. It's hard. Yes. It's making me think about things differently.
Yep.
And it's not mindless, like, looking at Facebook and getting angry, which is what I'm prone to do.
Totally.
So I'm into it. I have a monthly subscription to the app, and our kids also like to do it. So, like, they do the spelling bee with Anthony in the morning, or they'll do the minis with him. Today he was like, please do not touch the Thursday one because I really want it. Like, it's like, oh my God, dude. Like, it's very, it's oh like God. His sacred thing, which I really like. Like, I think it's cool he has a thing, you know, like that he's really passionate about that brings him a lot of joy and also helps him take his mind elsewhere. Cause I don't really have that. So, it is also kind of weird because it would be like if he started getting really into serums. You know what I mean? Because I keep, like, every morning this week I've been like cracking open my crossword and he's very like encouraging about it. But I feel like it would be like if he was like, I tried the Vintner's Daughter Essence and I would be like, what are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Like, huh?
Huh? Like, great. So, it is, I think what would actually be really good for me is if I was doing them on paper. So, maybe getting a crossword book to do in bed at night would probably be even better. So, I'm not on a screen, but, like, look, baby steps.
Baby steps. Hey, this is big that you're even doing the crossword.
Well, I also find crosswords kind of fucking annoying. Like, they're so twee and, like, smug and think they're so smart. Like, they kind of drive me nuts.
Yeah,
do you know what
that.
I mean? Where it's like,
yeah,
ugh, like, just the puns and the, like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's why I like them, but I'm also kind of smug.
Yeah, like, I think I would be happier doing a... You're not smug. Wait a second.
Just wanted to see if you were paying attention. I think I'm a little smug.
I mean, okay. You're highbrow. Like, I would be happier doing the People Magazine crossword. I should actually see if there's an app for that. That I would nail. But this is a little bit like, I don't know anything about
what
Neuro.
About a nice word search?
Oh, word searches kind of drive me nuts.
Oh, okay.
They don't drive you nuts?
I used to really enjoy it. I mean, I haven't done one in years, but I used to really enjoy word search. I did have a brief Sudoku phase.
I did too, on the subway.
It was really fun.
Yeah, Sudoku is fun. I mean, you like all sorts of, I think, like, brain teasery type things. Like, Mahjong is a perfect example. Like, you have to really think to do Mahjong and, like, strategize. And I feel like anything like that probably suits your brain very well.
I do enjoy Mahjong. I'm actually playing tonight after we record.
I thought you were going to say I'm actually playing right now. And I was like, oh.
But that would be hard because you do really have to focus.
You do, because I tried to learn and I was like, I don't think I can do this. I need, like, real classes. But I appreciate that it has taken with you.
It has. Well, I'm excited for your new crossword life.
We'll see if it sticks, but it's definitely a fun thing to do in the morning. And I wake up at like six. And so I have a cup of coffee and sit in bed and poke around at it.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It's kind of nice. All right. Well, should we take a little break and then come back and hear from some listenerinos?
Is that what we're calling them now?
No, that sounds like murderinos. That seemed like just ripped off my favorite murder. Listeroonies.
There we go.
That's terrible.
All right, we're going to take a short break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35.
Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
All right. We have returned.
We do. We have. Our first email is to you, Dory. Allow me to narrate. Please. Hi, Kate and Dory. I just listened to the episode where Dory talks about her childhood memories of her mom picking her skin and it leading to a lifetime of skin picking. Dory, I thought I was the only one. My mom used to chase my sisters and I down to pick our faces. She didn't have a fancy implement, just a whole lot of determination and obsessiveness about blackheads. I don't know if it's a genetic tendency to want to pick or learned from that experience, but she passed it on to me. I also have KP on my arms and I'm terrible about picking it. I'm curious if Dory has any tips about that.
Okay, so I recently started using amlactin, which is a cream that I guess has a lot of lactic acid in it. And I'm using their ultra smoothing cream on the backs of my arms. And I think it's doing something. I mean, I will admit I do not use it as consistently as I should. But I think it does help a little bit. You know, I was always under the impression that, like, you could never truly rid yourself of KP. You could kind of manage it, but ultimately you were just going to be kind of like living with it.
Okay.
I will say that I think it has gotten better over the years. I don't know if it's like the LA climate is better for it. My eczema is definitely better in LA. Although I feel like I have a patch of it right now, like on the back of my neck. And you know, there's also KP is also one of those things where there's like 1,000 conflicting remedies for it. Like some people say to exfoliate, some people say never exfoliate. Some people say like put moisturizer on. Some people say never put like, it's just like,
yeah,
who do you believe? You know,
and who do you believe? Like, what is your gut feeling?
Well,
on this?
My gut is that the amlactin is helping. Mm. If only because it sort of serves to like turn the skin over a little bit more. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I think. I mean, from my non-doctor perspective, it does.
I have not. At least not for years when I learned that you were not really supposed to do this. I've not like loofahed it, which I think I was doing for a while, like scrubbed it. I don't think that helps. And you know, I'm like feeling the backs of my arms now.
Now it's like,
well, you know what? It is better than it used to be. I don't pick it. I do see Henry has some and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, bud.
I know,
passed on to you.
We all pass on the things.
What are you going to do? There was a thread, I believe it was in the main Forever 35 Facebook group, about KP recently that I thought was very interesting because it kind of pointed to what I just said. Like some people were like, I've been using amlactin and it's amazing. And other people are like, I hate amlactin. Like it made my KP worse. So it's just like, but all that is to say, you might find something in there that might help you.
Right. Good tip.
So
it also seems like it's a very individual thing.
I think it is.
And the picking part is really hard.
Yes.
I relate as a skin picker and a person who scans their body looking for things to pick.
Yes.
It's hard to break that.
I have a little, it's not a mole. It's something that I could get removed at the dermatologist because I had another one of these before and I don't remember what they're called, but it's on the side of my right thigh and I'm always like picking at it.
Mm-hmm.
I should just get it removed because it drives me crazy.
you know, when this is all over, put it on your list of things
to
do.
It is not top priority right now. So, anyway.
Okay.
Shall I read this next text?
Yes.
Kate, I need an update on your toenails. I've been growing mine out too, and it's a real commitment. Are you on the other side of this yet?
You know, Dory, if 3 years ago someone had come up to me and been like, you're going to make a podcast and on it, you're going to talk about your toenails, I would have laughed. But
because you were you don't like talking about feet.
I hate feet. Yeah. Like, even though, like, I appreciate that this listener is checking in, but even just like the word toenails makes me gag. But I will say, so I took my toenail polish off like in March, and I have not put any on, even though I desperately want to. The people at Olive in June were very kind and sent us some new nail polishes, and I've been putting on my hands, and I really wanted to put them on my feet. But I have not. I have just really stuck with it. And I will say they look better. They look healthier. And I also, because I've been forcing myself not to paint my toenails, I almost like my feet without nail polish for the first time in my life. Or for the first time in as long as I can possibly remember. I don't feel like the weird, horrified toe shame that I have. I have held on to for years. So, because, you know, it's summer all over the Northern Hemisphere. That's right. Northern Hemisphere. And I'm in sandals. I'm in Birkenstocks all day without toenail polish. And I'm kind of growing to not hate it.
Okay.
But more importantly, they are looking like better, and the ridges have kind of grown out, and they look like they have a natural shine. I'm staring at them right now. Listener, thank you for asking. It is a real commitment, but it does feel like I'm on the other side. That being said, my calluses are out of control, and I literally have like an industrial tool to scrape them off. We'll link to that in the show notes because I'm sure everyone wants to get their hand on that. It's like literally like a zester. I mean, it's disgusting.
Oh my God.
TMI. I'm zesting my feet. Anyway, so thank you for asking. That was really, I appreciate you checking in.
Yes, thank you.
All right, moving on. Here's another email. I have a sensitive question for you. My boyfriend and I have been together for 10 years and always had amazing sex. Now he's taking some new depression meds, which are really helping his depression, but also causing ED. He doesn't want to change the meds because they're working. And of course, I don't want him to be depressed. He doesn't really want to bring it up with his doctor because he doesn't think there's anything the doctor can do besides change the meds. What do we do? I miss our great sex, and now it's just become fraught with anxiety.
Get thee to a urologist.
Oh, a urologist instead of the person or the doctor who prescribed the antidepressants?
I would go to a urologist personally.
Urologist is a dick doctor, or are they a doctor of all, like, also vaginas? No, that would be a gynecologist.
No, it's a dick doctor.
Okay, a dick doctor.
A dick doctor.
Cool.
Yeah. They can help, and they'll have experience treating patients who are on antidepressants.
And I think your partner could bring it up with his, I'm assuming, psychiatrist. Like, they certainly know that decreased libido and ED is a what's it called? Not a symptom, but a side effect of antidepressants and SSRIs. So I'm sure they have experience. It can't hurt to ask.
Totally.
You know, and so I think, yes, a urologist is great. I think also perhaps reaching out to like a sex therapist for the two of you, because there is a lot that can be done sexually without erections.
I agree, but I also could see how that would be like really hard to deal with.
Yes, I totally agree. And I think that figuring out the ED stuff is crucial.
Yeah.
To this listener, though, this is really hard, and it sounds like you are approaching it as a really great partner and being very thoughtful about his needs. But sex is and intimacy are so important to a relationship. So I think, you know, definitely take steps to figure it out.
For sure. All right. Shall we listen to a voicemail?
Yes, please.
Hey, I was just wanted to leave a message in regards to the caller who was having issues with body odor. I recently had the same problem after I was starting to use all natural soap as well as all natural deodorant, and the odor was unbelievable. So I went back to doing an antibacterial soap just under my arms. And then I switched to just a heavy antiperspirant, and within a week, basically everything has turned back to normal. So definitely fixable, but I do think that the natural deodorant and the natural soap was no match. So definitely try to take those things out and see if it works for you. Bye.
Antibacterial soap just under the arms. What a good idea.
I know. I immediately heard this, and I was like, gotta get me some of that.
Yeah.
Great idea. Good tip.
Thank you, listener.
Let's take a break, and then we'll be back with a little bit more.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. We're back with a rare note, I should say.
Yeah, and a delightful one at that.
Indeed. All right. Hi, Kat and Dor. I'm Gordon from Somerville, Massachusetts, and I might be your only male listener. Is that true? I'm just going to answer and say, no, that is not true. Is that weird? I'm going to answer again and say, no, that is not weird. I don't care. I love the pod, and I think it makes me a better person/husband/dad of daughters. Thank you for this wonderful show. Thank you to my skincare guru and Forever 35 listening buddy, my wife, Sarah. And for the record, I listen to Caroline Hirons and have switched to a tepid face wash in the shower. Butt masks never 35 forever. Yes, I call Forever 35 fans the Forever 35, as in the hive. Forever 35.
Forever 35. It's like,
I love that.
The Z list version of like the beehive.
Totally. This was such a sweet note.
Yeah. Thanks, Gordon.
Thank you, Gordon.
We appreciate
you.
Yeah. And we like having male identifying listeners.
We do.
And there are more than just you.
Yeah.
I don't know how there many are. More, but
I mean, not many, but. No. But you exist.
Yeah.
You exist.
And shout out to your skincare guru, Sarah.
Yeah. Aw. And shout out to Caroline Hirons.
Changing lives, truly.
I mean, truly changing lives here. All right. Let's hear another voicemail.
Hi, this is Jamie calling from Alabama. And, I am actually sitting here cleaning my coffee pot while listening to the pod, and I am an original Gangsters listener. I have listened since like episode 6 and love it. And while I am cleaning my coffee pot and just kind of cursing things that are not adult or fun adult things to do, it made me think of other kind of chores that we have to do around the house. And I am not exactly sure that I'm cleaning my coffee pot well. And so I wanted to know what things y'all do, or have you noticed that as you have your own home and are getting in, into the swing of home maintenance, do you realize that you don't know how to do? And if anyone knows how to actually clean a coffee pot, I would love to hear so that I am sure that I am doing it right. And thanks for making such a great podcast. I really enjoyed listening. Bye.
Okay, so this might be wrong, but I think I actually do know how to clean a coffee pot.
You know what? I think I do too. How do you do it?
No soap. Scrubbing with a brush.
We brew, like, use the coffee pot. We run it with vinegar and water.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do that too. But I'm saying, okay, like, if I'm just cleaning out the actual
pot. You don't use soap?
Mm-mm.
Interesting. Is there a reason why not? So you don't want to coffee the soap?
I feel like at some point I, like, read somewhere that you weren't supposed to use soap.
Oh, interesting.
And so I haven't.
I think I have, and we occasionally will run it in the dishwasher also.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But you
can... Well, this is an interesting question.
It was. Like, are there things you don't know how... I mean, certainly we all have them because we were all raised differently and in different environments, right? Like,
totally.
My parents didn't even have it. We didn't have a coffee maker, so I didn't know how to use one until, like, 5 years ago.
My dad... I remember he used to make pour over coffee.
Yeah, my dad still uses a percolator.
My dad now, I think now he uses a French press.
Look at our fancy dads. What's up with
them?
Well,
it's just funny because I feel like pour over, like,
right,
had
it was
this
not
like
fancy.
Renaissance. It was not fancy, and then it became like coffee snob fancy. Mm-hmm. But like, it's actually not that fancy. Like. It's very inexpensive to make pour over coffee.
Yes.
Like, you don't need a machine. Anyway.
What are some things you don't know how to do?
Well,
maintenance.
Funny. It's funny that she asked this question because earlier this evening, my husband and I were discussing how the door to my office no longer closes all the way.
Ugh.
And it's very annoying. And I kind of like default that Matt will know how to, like, Matt was like a Boy Scout. Like, he knows how to do a lot of stuff and he also like enjoys it. So I just sort of assumed that he would take care of it. And he was like, why don't you take care of it? It's your office. And I was like, but you use that door all the time. And I was also like, you always do this stuff. He was like, well, figure out how to do it and then I'll do it. And I was like, okay. So I don't know, like, do we need to replace the door? Do we need to replace the doorknob? I don't know, like, the physics of doors.
I don't either.
That is a thing I don't know. There are some like house renovation things that I would like to know how to do. Like, I would like to know how to refinish a floor.
I would love to know how to do stuff like that too, like basic home, because I have friends who will do their own, like, either home repairs or home renovation stuff, or like even just like tiling, putting up tile in a bathroom.
Totally. Yes.
Or painting. Like, and I've painted, but it always looks messy. It doesn't look well done.
Right.
I don't know how to get like pit stains out of white shirts. That's a big one. My armpits and shirts are all like,
well,
brown.
Now we have
OxyClean. I know. I will tell you, I did like a massive OxyClean soak of a bunch of stuff and my kids' stuff, and that it like knocked it out of the park. But like that kind of laundry stuff, like, well, we've established I didn't know about washing bras. Like, I didn't know about like hand washing. Mm-hmm. A lot of it, I do feel like because my mom died when I was in my 20s, when like, I think I would have started like having a silk shirt or something. Like,
right.
There's a lot of stuff that I feel like I wish I had had my mom around to ask how to do. So, and then normally I'm too embarrassed to ask. So I just like go through life not knowing how to do it. My mother-in-law and my stepmom, and I mean, I can also ask other people, but I feel like for me, it was a natural question for my maternal figure. So
yeah.
I've hijacked other people into being that for me. Like my mother-in-law taught me how to like bleach whites like a year ago, like stuff like that, where I just like didn't know how to do it and that you could do it in your sink. And she's like, oh yeah, I always do this. It's like, okay.
I don't bleach, but I do hand wash. My mom was a big hand washer. Also, we were always on the swim team, and we were always like washing our bathing suits in Woolite, like in the sink.
Oh, interesting.
So that was always like a, like something was always in the sink. Something was always being washed in the sink.
I mean, I, you know, one thing I did learn how to do was make a good bed.
Oh,
because my grandmother was
a skill.
My grandmother was a nurse, and so she taught my mom hospital corners, and so my mom knew how to like really tuck in a bed.
That's so good one.
Yeah, I did learn like some thoughtful ways to really like make the sheets stay very tight.
Ooh,
yeah, that's a great question, and I would love to hear other things because this is kind of a fun one.
This is like, a fun one.
Can you change it? Like, can you change a tire on a car?
I was just going to say, I can't change a tire.
Okay, see, I can, but I haven't, living in New York for 10 years, like, knocked it out of me, so I would be very rusty. Mm. But yeah, I used to do that all the time, yeah. But that's another thing my mom taught me. She was, like, very adamant about being able to do all your own car stuff.
I mean, that's a great skill to know how to do.
Yeah, it is.
It is a
great skill. Well, this kind of brings us to our activity of the day because I had been watching this video and I was like, this is very soothing. And then at the same, like a minute later, I heard this voicemail. I was like, what a great segue. There's a lovely TikTok that I actually found on BuzzFeed.com. You might have heard of that website, Dory.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's a great TikTok about how to clean plastic Tupperware, which... this has cursed me my whole life, where you like put spaghetti sauce in a plastic Tupperware and then you wash it and then it's still red from the spaghetti sauce. Well, yes. This person made a TikTok about how to clean that stuff out. And I found it very informative and also soothing. So I wanted to share it. Even if you don't use plastic Tupperware, it still felt like a fun cleaning hack to observe.
Huh.
Give that it a watch.
So interesting. I will.
There's like a weird ASMR aspect of it too, of like something is dirty, oh right. Something, this was calm and now it's clean, oh
and
that
now
felt
it's
good
clean.
Yeah, like it was very like this is the content I need right now.
I stopped using plastic Tupperware. I only use glass now.
I mostly use glass. I have some like takeout stuff that I recycle and use, but yeah,
but I think this is still like a good skill to know.
You'll be enthralled. It all involves is like soap, warm water, and a paper towel, but it was fascinating.
All right. Can't wait.
All right. Well, on that note, have a great start to your week.
You know, you too.
Thank you so much. And listeners, we will talk to you in a few days.
Bye.
Bye.